That's what I said, they're all on the bright side. Gentlemen, it is after time.
Mr. Chairman, we're on.
Okay. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 12th and the October 18th, 2006 meetings.
Gentlemen, I did receive some amendments from Mr. Robertson in reference to the October 12th. And they have been corrected.
Thank you, sir. That's for both.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of October 12th, 2006, and the minutes of October 18th, 2006 as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 12th and October 18th, 2006 meetings as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2005-49 Gulfstream Land LLC as a preliminary.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I'd like to do is pass down some copies of the plot of this subdivision in consideration that it's been, I think, around 100 days that this one was before us for a public hearing, and would like to kindly ask for any type of feedback or comments from my fellow commissioners that would be helpful in me in formulating a motion that would most accurately reflect the wants, wishes, and appropriate conditions should I take action in the form of a motion. Particularly, I just wanted to voice two areas of possible concern that I had. One was the remote location of the swimming pool clubhouse amenity area being sort of an offset to the platted proposed community. And the other was a troublesome spot was the seeming isolation of the 13 lots that would be to the one side of Double Bridges Road. So with that said, I wanted to use this as an aid to refresh the memories of the other commissioners and see if you had any feedback so we could act on this in the best manner possible.
All right, sir. Well, gentlemen, does anyone like to offer some comments to Mr. Smith?
I have one. Mr. Smith, was there any tree saving? Any comment made that they were going to save any of the trees or anything?
There was. I have that in my notes that the developer, I think, did favorably address not only the 99.9C items, but also took into account comments from Plus and had expressed a willingness to do selective clearing.
No further questions.
All right, sir.
Was there, with a reference to the pool, was there any reason why it was, I don't recall the time, why it was put there? Is that for tree saving or is that just for convenience? You remember? I don't know.
My recollection that was more of a convenience than it was for a tree saving. On that side of Double Bridges Road primarily is a plowed agricultural field. Did have some tack stitches running through it, but I think that the commission, as I say, why I wanted to put this in front of us since it was in July, we all had wondered about sort of the lack of parking around that amenity area and the remoteness of it. And my thoughts are that it could have a negative impact on future development of the surrounding properties by being set off outside the from the epicenter of the community.
And there is, it is a concern. I understand there is a concern with the 13 lots being across the road, if they're going to have to walk across the road to use the amenities, and I can see that might be a traffic hazard.
Mr. Smith, I think in regard to the 13 lots, in my experience on the commission, it's not all that unusual to have lots that are kind of separated like that. I share your concern, or Mr. Gordy's concern with it. The access to the amenities is probably more theoretical than it is practical, is the concern. I don't know that anyone is going to be walking, so if they're not walking, they're going to be driving. If they're driving, they need a place to park their car when they get there. So it's there are, I think, maybe a few issues. If you are favorably inclined toward the project, I would suggest that you could put some stipulations and conditions that might be addressed at the final site plan level, because it seems like it's mostly site plan issues, but that's up to you, sir.
I thank everyone, and sort of what had jogged my memory on this and a concern was we had that, I think it was an amended site plan of Stonewater Creek, where they had taken away some of the lots on the one side, and in essence had created a new subdivision which was going to have its own amenities. So, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough, and without taking any more of the commission's time, regarding subdivision 2005-49, I'd like to make a motion for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-49, Gulfstream Land LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1595 Blackwater Creek Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1595 for Blackwater Creek to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. This is the application to create a B1 neighborhood business district on 3.2 acres, more or less, in Little Creek 100, located on the south, the northeast corner of the intersection of Road 54 and Road 504. The subject property is located approximately 3 miles west of Delmar and about 5 miles from the city of Salisbury in Wapico County, Maryland. Delmar has planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of this project. Commercial growth has occurred along the nearby US 13 corridor in accord with Delmar's 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County in its 1997 and 1998 comprehensive planning has proposed a metro core plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Delmar, and this project along US 13 to the east and west of the corridor. At present, the area of the Blackwater Creek communities is an existing crossroads community that has formed from strip subdivisions at the intersection of State Route 54 and Road 504. Route 54 is also a major route in Sussex County. The applicant proposed to deed restrict the subject property to grocery and convenience type shopping without the sales of petroleum products or alcohol for off-site consumption. Proposed neighborhood business project is in character with the nature of the area in which it will be a part of the larger Blackwater Creek community. Create a village center, and the inclusion of neighborhood business areas will complete an integrated crossroads community by providing a master plan community. B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal service activities, and that such uses should complement surrounding neighborhoods. This proposed change in zone is consistent with the stated purpose of the B1 zone and will complement and be integrated into the Blackwater communities at the intersection, at the Road 54 intersection. The proposed neighborhood businesses area meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance, that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. The proposed neighborhood project will be served with central water and wastewater treatment.
The project lessens congestion on roads and streets by providing for grocery and convenience shopping in the Blackwater Creek area without the necessity of traveling to the U.S. 13 corridor through Delmar or to Salisbury. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1595 Blackwater Creek Incorporated for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1596 Blackwater Creek Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I